We're back on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in on this Wednesday afternoon. Dr. Kevin Most is here from Northwestern Medicine Northwestern Medicine Central, DuPage Hospital, I should say, Chief Medical Officer there. Dr. Most, I sometimes get all tongue-tied when you're on the phone with me.
Steve, I guess I just excite you too much, but thanks for having me on.
Now that the secret is out. Okay, so I wanted to talk to you because, you know, on the one hand, we're getting these, you know, Navy piers getting ready to reopen. Mayor Lightfoot is talking about fans inside the United Center for the Hawks games and for the Bulls games. And then I read these stories about some downstate hospitals in Peoria and Bloomington being almost 100% filled in their ICU units. So I'm just wondering, you know, where are we here? We seem to be in this sort of state of flux where the news is great unless the news is terrible.
Yeah, it's like the mixed message of, are we doing great or are we not doing great?
Right.
If you're looking at vaccination rates, we're really doing well, right? 50% have already been, at least had some portion of it. We're talking vaccination rates across the state at about 100,000 a day. So really, from that part of it, looking forward, we're doing very well. We're still dealing right now with the aftermath of spring break and Easter, and that's what you're seeing downstate. Not seeing that up here as much. We're seeing hospitalizations, but not to a point where the ICUs are full.
Is that because we have more ICU beds here than they do there?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. It certainly is, you know, when you look at the positivity rate for the entire state, you know, it's at 4%, but we still have these pockets that are at 6 and 7%. And certainly in the Chicago metro area, we have many more ICU beds than they do as we get, you know, even south of the Kankakee. So certainly the stresses are put onto hospitals much quicker with smaller numbers than we could handle up here.
I watched the number of cases and they've been relatively high, but then I also watched the number of deaths, and I mean, yesterday it was a Monday given, but in only 9. I think we were around 22 statewide today. So even though the number of cases has been accelerating or raised, maybe the number of deaths hasn't seemed to have followed that. Is that because it's more young people getting sick?
You hit it right on the head. You know, right now we're looking at this age group of, you know, 18 to 39 as our spreaders, but we're also looking at this age group of 40 to 60, I'll say, those healthy individuals that may have dodged it in the past are now getting it, and that's who we're seeing in the hospital, healthy 50-year-olds with healthy 55-year-olds. So certainly those guys have a little bit better reserve, I'll say, and may handle the illness better. And also now we know more treatment options, so we start to see the death rate go down as we have healthier people and more options to treat.
If you've got a question for Dr. Most, you can give us a call at 312-981-7200 or send a text. We've got just a couple of minutes with the doctor today. Do we have an answer yet? If you are vaccinated, can you still pass on the COVID-19?
Well, we don't have the exact data back yet. There's numerous studies being done. There's a large study being done on college students specifically to test for that. If you look at the studies that have been done now with Moderna and Pfizer, it looks like it's pretty promising, that 60 to 70%, but we haven't seen the final data, nor has it been peer-reviewed before it's going to be released.
And so
we still are asking people to wear masks after they've been vaccinated if they're going to be around individuals who may be vulnerable or who are unvaccinated.
And that's what the question's about, really, isn't it? That if you get vaccinated, couldn't you take your mask off more quickly than if you don't? Seems like it's a weird thing or a pretty difficult thing to enforce one way or another, so we'll probably be wearing the masks longer than we'd like.
Yeah, you would hope not, but it's very possible. And right now it's the social aspect of it. You don't know who's vaccinated and who's not. But we are telling people that are fully vaccinated to go out and interact with other people who are fully vaccinated, and you don't need to wear masks. There's still this psychological and social part that we've missed for a year. And in many seniors, that's exactly what they need right now, is to interact with other seniors without a mask on. And if they're fully vaccinated, they're safe to do it. So we're really encouraging that right now.
I was in a situation where I was around other people who I haven't seen in more than a year, and I kind of forgot how few people I've seen and how much I miss that. Jackie's called with a real quick question. Jackie, welcome to WGN.
Hi, love you guys. My son is 16. He had COVID in November. I have him scheduled to get the first shot, the Pfizer shot, tomorrow. And my husband and I weren't sure if we should wait a while, since it's been only about 5 months.
Okay. No, Jackie, you're good. If he had it in November, He certainly has passed all the symptoms for it. And know, Jackie, that when he gets this, he's going to get a much better response. He is going to be much better protected than those of us who did not have some natural immunity and then on top of it get vaccinated. They see about a 10-time response rate. So please don't miss out on it. Please get him, because we don't know how long natural immunity lasts, but we do know that the vaccine is lasting at least 6 months as we're watching the trials continue.
Thanks for the call, Jackie. Dr. Mosha, one last question. Then you had said that soon we would have all the vaccine we need, or more than maybe we needed. Are we there yet?
Yeah, we're there. We're very close.
Isn't
right
that
now,
nice?
Steve.
Yeah.
You know, it is. It's amazing. You know, we used to open vaccine clinics and they would fill within minutes. Now we're opening vaccine clinics and we're looking for patients.
Wow.
So, and the supply for this week and next week looks very promising. So now it's all those individuals who have vaccine hesitancy. Those are the ones that we need to talk to educate, to tell them why. You know, people are concerned with J&J and the blood clots. And I tell people, you have to realize that if you have COVID, for every million people that have COVID, we have 165,000 blood clots.
Yeah.
So let's not stop the Johnson & Johnson because of that.
I've heard you give those statistics with Dean and then with John this week. It's pretty amazing. Dr. Most, always great to talk to you. Thank you.
You got it, Steve. Call anytime.
Dr. Kevin Most is the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage Hospital. All right, here's Mary.